理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, friends, and welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Vance.
And I'm Rachel, and we're so glad you joined us for today's travel lesson. We're going to take a trip, students, all the way to Paris, France. It's a beautiful place, especially in the month of April. And that's what our article is called today, Paris in April.
In fact, the article says that there is no better time to enjoy Paris than spring. You know, Rachel, I've never been to Paris or France or actually much of Europe, and this sounds like a great time to go in the spring when all the flowers and everything's happening. It sounds like a beautiful time of year.
It sure does, and I know Paris is known as a very romantic city, and I'm sure in the springtime it's even more romantic. Well, students, we're going to learn about Paris in April, and we want you to make sure you're magazines are open. We'll start on page 22 with our reading.
Paris in April. There is no better time to enjoy Paris than spring. I never knew the charm of spring till April in Paris, goes a popular song. And it's true. There is nothing like Paris in the spring. The crisp air, the breathtaking cherry blossoms, and the bright yellow daffodils draw people to one of the city's 400 gardens. Parisians love to stroll in the Luxembourg Gardens, Le Jardin du Luxembourg, with its fountains, flowers, and extensive lawns. People watch children steer remote-controlled boats on the pond, and men play bowls. Others catch a sense of history in Tuileries Gardens, Jardin des Tuileries, once a royal garden, and site of battles. And no one can forget the Jardin des Plantes, famous for its botanical garden and the National Museum of Natural History. Visitors and locals alike meander along the sidewalks of the Seine River. There, vendors of old postcards and used books set up shop. Visitors may wish to take a river cruise for a unique view of historic landmarks and over 20 of Paris's ornate bridges. A romantic view can be had on an evening dinner cruise through the City of Lights.
Hi, friends, and welcome back to our article, Paris in the Spring. The article begins here on line one, says, I never knew the charm of spring till April in Paris. Says that's from a popular song. I don't know what song they're talking about here, Rachel. Have you heard of this song?
I haven't, at least not that I know of, although maybe one of these days I'll hear the song and I'll recognize this lyric. I think what our author is trying to say is that a lot of people realize that Paris is charming in April. So much so that somebody even once wrote a song about it. And let's look quickly at that word charm. Something is charming. It's just delightful. It's enjoyable. And Paris does have a lot of charm. It has a lot of unique things that make it special at this time of the year.
And the article continues. It says, and it's true. There is nothing like Paris in the spring. So this is kind of a common theme we've got here going at the beginning of the article. Spring is the best time to visit Paris, and the writer continues here describing the crisp air, the breathtaking cherry blossoms, and the bright yellow daffodils, which all draw people to one of the city's 400 gardens. Now, that's a pretty long sentence there, but we're describing Paris in the spring, and it really sounds like a beautiful place to go.
It sure does. I know springtime is a favorite time of a lot of people because all of a sudden there's new life and the flowers are blooming and they're blossoming, we could also say, and the air is crisp, which means there's a little coolness in the air, but it's also not too cold. It's not like winter. And the sights are often breathtaking. We're talking about cherry blossoms here, and if you've ever seen cherry blossoms, they are beautiful. Vance, have you ever been anywhere where you've seen cherry blossoms?
Well, I don't think so, actually, but I have seen a lot of photographs of cherry blossoms. Blossoms, of course, is one of our vocab words for today, and it says, blossoms are tiny flowers, usually on a tree, sometimes on some other flowering plants, and these cherry blossoms are well-known, apparently, in Paris, and they're quite beautiful.
They sure are. And when something blossoms, it comes into bloom. And it just, like, the flowers, like, open up, and they're very beautiful. I know one time I was in Washington, D.C., during the time when the cherry blossoms just are brilliant. And if you ever have seen these students, it's quite a sight. So they have the cherry blossoms and the bright yellow daffodils. And daffodils are a kind of flower, and they definitely are bright yellow.
Right, and all of these flowers draw people to one of the city's 400 gardens. Now, that is an impressive city if they can dedicate all of that space to all of these gardens. What a beautiful place to go.
I agree. That is quite a few, 400 of them. Well, let's move on to line 7, where we read that the Parisians love to stroll in the Luxembourg Gardens. Now, before we go too far, we should mention that people who live in Paris are referred to as Parisians. I guess anyone who lives in France can be called the French, but in this particular city, they often designate them as Parisians.
Wow, Parisians love to stroll in the Luxembourg Garden. Stroll, another one of our key words here, it's kind of a slow, relaxing walk. Probably most of the time we do it for pleasure, right? You don't stroll to work, you walk to work. A stroll is definitely a leisure activity.
It sure is. So for example, if you have some time, maybe on the weekend, you might go for a stroll with a friend, and that means you don't have a schedule, you aren't hurrying, you're not in a rush, you're just going to step back and enjoy the roses or smell the roses, whatever we say when you take the time to just walk leisurely.
You know, sometimes I encounter people that are strolling on the sidewalk in front of me, and I'm walking fast, and I don't like the strollers. I want to get around them.
Vance, I'm the same way. When I'm in a hurry, I don't stroll. Actually, I don't stroll much at all, but this is a great word to learn. And if you do go to Paris, I think you'll need to take time to stroll along the gardens, and don't rush too quickly or you'll miss some of these beautiful sights.
That's right. Slow down, and we see some description of this first garden. It says it has fountains, flowers, and extensive lawns. Now, living in a big city, this is something I certainly would enjoy. Large lawns, you know, lots of grass, lots of fountains and flowers. It sounds like a great place to spend a weekend.
I agree. And if you want to see a picture, friends, you can see at the top of page 22, there's a picture of the Luxembourg Gardens in spring. And like Van said, it looks like there's just a lot of space. A lot of space to walk around, to stroll, to enjoy these beautiful things, the fountains, the flowers, and the lawns. And we call them extensive because they're very, very big. Well, let's move on now to the right-hand column, and we're in line 1. And another thing that you can do there is, the children. There are activities for the children. You can watch the children steer remote-controlled boats on the pond.
Well, why is this activity just for children, Rachel? I like boats, and I like remote-controlled toys. You know that the remote on your television controls the TV. Same is true of a boat. They have some kind of little remote control that controls the boat on the pond.
Good point. So I guess maybe some of the adults or some of the young men can still use these remote-controlled boats, and they can steer them and have fun with them. And we also often use that word steer when talking about a car. You steer a car when you're driving a car. But these boats are on the pond, and then at the same time, the men are playing boules. I'm not quite sure how you pronounce that, but I think it's something like boules.
And that's a type of lawn bowling, right? I think we have a picture at the bottom of the page here. And they roll these different balls. And I don't know all the rules, but it looks like a good game to play on a nice day outside.
It sure does. And it looks a little bit relaxing as well, not too intense. Well, we have much more to talk about, friends. But right now, we need to visit the chat room and then take a break. But don't go away. We'll be right back with more Paris in April.
Hi, students. Welcome to the chat room. We'd like to welcome Linda to the chat room today. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everybody. It's really nice to be here. So, Ken, what would you like to talk about today?
Well, the topic of our article is about Paris. It says the air is crisp in April. I thought crisp had to do with potato chips or carrots. When you bite into them, they crunch, so we say they are crisp.
It does. Or if you live in a humid climate and you leave potato chips out in the air too long, they become soggy. You know, when I first moved to Taipei, I couldn't get used to that. Because where I'm from in the northern part of the U.S., you can leave chips out for several hours and they stay crisp because it's not humid there and they don't have any moisture to absorb.
But in the article, it says the air is crisp. You can't crunch air.
True, the air is crisp. But here it means it's not humid at all and it's not hot either. So we usually use this term to describe the air in the fall or in the spring, in areas that are not humid, or like in the mountains. You know, when you go outside, you usually have to wear a jacket, and you feel energized because it feels fresh and lively.
Crisp 就是脆的、酥的。比如说 this pizza is quite crisp, 这块 pizza 十分的酥脆。但是 crisp 也可以用来形容空气、天气，指的是清新的、干燥凉爽的。比如说 the air is cool and crisp today, 今天的天气干燥凉爽。What about crispy? How is that different from crisp?
Well, crispy can have the same meaning as crisp, but it's used more with food.Like fruits and vegetables. When I hear the word crispy, I think of the sound of something breaking, like when you bite into a potato chip.
在 crisp 后面加一个 y 变成另外一个字 crispy. Crispy 也是个形容词，意思跟 crisp 很接近，也可以表示酥的、脆的。但是 crispy 常常也用来表示易碎的。Crispy 会令人联想到东西碎裂时所产生出咔哧咔哧的那个声音。
Well, you can get a bite of that crispy cookie right now as we go to a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi, friends, and welcome back to our article, Paris in April. We're talking about visiting Paris at a great time of year, spring. So far, we've talked about the Luxembourg Gardens, and it sounds like a really wonderful place to go. I want to go right now, Rachel.
I agree, and it's April, so we should just get on a plane and take a little vacation. Well, students, first we need to learn a little bit more about Paris in April, and if you've just joined us, we're on page 22 in the right-hand column and in line 3.And as Vance mentioned before the break, we learned that Paris has a lot of gardens. In fact, there are about 400 gardens, and you can see beautiful flowers, cherry blossoms, fountains, so many beautiful things this time of the year.
Well, we go on to our next garden, the Tuileries Garden. It says, others catch a sense of history in the Tuileries Gardens.So I guess there's a lot of historical significance to this set of gardens. It says it's once a royal garden and a site of battles. How cool is that? They fought battles in this garden. Probably it wasn't a garden back when they were fighting there.
No, I'm sure it didn't look quite as beautiful as it does now. But I do like that you can get a sense of history there. When you catch a sense of something, you just feel like you understand it better. There's...history in these gardens, and you can experience a little bit of that while you're there. I'm sure there's some information you can read and some other things that you can learn about so you can understand why this was an important place.
That's right. And the article says, no one can forget the Jardin des Plantes, famous for its botanical garden and the National Museum of Natural History. A botanical garden, well, that's kind of a garden that's established for educational reasons, scientific reasons, and it's open to the public. There's a lot of research done, but people can usually tour these and see all the beautiful flowers, the beautiful trees. It's really a nice place to go. It's a good date place, too.
It sure is. Actually, I visited a botanical garden once, and there was a butterfly exhibit, and there were hundreds and thousands, probably thousands of butterflies, different ones that you could see in these botanical gardens. So if you make it to Paris, students, I hope that you visit the botanical gardens there.
Apparently also in this area is the National Museum of Natural History. So it's a good place to maybe study some fossils or learn about the history of our planet, as well as seeing all the beautiful flowers and trees that we currently have in the botanical garden. So it sounds like a neat place to spend a Saturday.
I agree. Well, let's move on now to line 9, where we read that visitors and locals alike meander along the sidewalks of the Seine River. Now, first, let's go back to the beginning of that sentence. And I just want to point out this sentence pattern here. You can use two different groups of people and then that word alike to show that these people agree. They both do the same thing. So the visitors and locals alike meander along the sidewalks. So it's not just the tourists who come in and do this. The locals or the people in this city also love to meander along the Seine River.
Right, and meander is one of our key words again. Remember earlier we talked about the word stroll? Well, meander is almost like a stroll, but even slower and with less purpose. If you meander, you're kind of walking in a big curving way. You don't really know where you're going. Sometimes we even describe a river as meandering through the city or meandering through the valley.
Good point. So meander, as Vance mentioned, is a little bit less organized than a stroll. You can wander aimlessly without too much direction, and that's nice because the Seine River, there's plenty to see, and there's some pictures again in your magazine of this river, of this particular river. And there, at this place, vendors of old postcards and used books set up shop. So it's not just the river that you'll see. You'll also see some vendors, and they're selling things. And especially if you're a tourist, you can buy some postcards and other things to take back home with you.
This is an interesting way of saying they're setting up their store here. Set up shop. It just means that they're putting together their little kiosk. They're putting out their stuff for people to see and perhaps purchase. Sounds like a neat place to go if you want to buy used books or postcards, huh?
I agree with that. Well, now let's move on to page 23, friends. Where we read that visitors may wish to take a river cruise for a unique view of historic landmarks and over 20 of Paris's ornate bridges. Now, I thought there would be a cruise in here somewhere because everybody thinks Paris is so romantic, and I think this is one of the most romantic things you could do is take a river cruise.
Right, a cruise is just kind of a trip taken on a large boat. Often we read about people taking cruises on the ocean. Maybe they'll go to Alaska or go to the Caribbean or something like that. But this is a river cruise, so the boat's probably a little smaller, but they're taking a historic tour of the city. They go over 20 of Paris's ornate bridges. They probably go under the bridges, though, right?
I agree with you there, but who knows? All I know is that this would probably be a great way to see part of the city or part of the landscape, and I'm sure you even maybe get dinner on this river cruise, and sometimes there's even dancing and some other fun things that you can do. But the key here is, what do you see? 20 ornate bridges. Now, ornate is a great word. It describes something that's beautifully constructed, something maybe a little old, but it's very complex.
Usually when I think of ornate, I think of decoration that maybe isn't necessary, but it sure makes it beautiful. If somebody's wearing a very ornate dress, there's a lot of decoration to it and quite beautiful.
That's true. So let's see. Our last sentence here says, a romantic view can be had on an evening dinner cruise through the City of Light. So there we have it. This is a great place for a romantic evening, or this is a great experience to take a river cruise. And what is the City of Lights?
Apparently that's the nickname for Paris, the City of Lights. So apparently at night it's very well lit and just a beautiful place to take a river cruise through the city.
Sounds good to me. Well, we have something special for you to watch now. We hope that you enjoy some beautiful pictures of Paris, and then we'll be right back.
Blossom. The bride wore flower blossoms in her hair on her wedding day. Stroll. We weren't in a hurry, so we strolled down the street and looked in the store windows. Botanical. Mary loves nature, so she decorated her house with bird and botanical prints. Meander. Violet and Sam meandered beside the river until they found the perfect place for a picnic.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们来看 remote controlled 这个形容词。Remote controlled 是指遥控的。例如 ,Mark bought a remote controlled car for his son. Mark 替儿子买了台遥控汽车。或者是 a remote controlled model airplane, 遥控飞机。它的名词是 remote control, 注意中间没有连接号，意思就是遥控器，也可以简称为 remote。例如 ,I can't find the remote for the TV anywhere, 我到处都找不到电视的遥控器。接下来我们看的是 botanical 这个形容词。Botanical 是指植物的或者是植物学的，也可以说 botanic, B-O-T-A-N-I-C。课文中提到的 a botanical garden 是指植物园，或者是 several new botanical species were discovered in this area, 这个地区发现了 几种新的植物品种。或者是 What's the botanical name for daisies? 雏菊的植物学名叫做什么呢？最后我们看的是 meander 这个动词，注意它的发音 ,me 是一个音节 ,ander 是另外一个音节，所以念成 meander。meander 是指漫步，它在这里是不及物动词，所以后面要加介系词才能加受词。例如 ,locals and visitors love to meander along the beautiful coastline. 当地的居民以及观光客都喜欢沿着美丽的海岸线漫步。meander 也指蜿蜒。例如 ,a brook meanders through the valley, 一条小溪蜿蜒环绕着山谷。And that's all for our language tips today. Goodbye!
Hi friends, welcome back to Paris in April. Here's a review question for you. Number one, what draws people to Paris's 400 gardens? A, the crisp air. B, the cherry blossoms. C, the yellow daffodils. D, all of the above. Easy question, Rachel.
It sure is, Vance, but it's a good review for you. And it's D, all of the above. There are many attractions in these 400 gardens. And we hope that you join us next time as we continue learning about Paris in April. And now it's musical skit time. Take it away, Black Pearl.
Paris in April. In April, Paris in April, April in Paris. There's no better time to enjoy Paris in the spring. Paris in April, April in Paris. There's no better time to enjoy Paris in the spring. I never knew the charm of spring till April in Paris wrote a song.It's true, there's nothing like Paris in the spring. Nothing like Paris in spring. Crisp air, breathtaking cherry blossoms, bright yellow daffodils draw people to one of the city's morning gardens. C'est bon, c'est bon, so good. Parisians love to stroll.Fountains, flowers, and expensive lawns. People watch children steer remote control. Boats on the pond and men play bowls. Others catch a sense of history. Paris in April, Paris. Botanical gardens and the National Museum of Natural History. Visitors and local alikeMeander along the sidewalks of the Seine River.
La Seine! Ah, la Seine est avec tout rouge! J'aime Paris.
I love Paris.
Moi, Paris.
Blossoms!
Blossoms.
Stroll! Botanical! Meander! Blossom, stroll! Botanical! Meander!
This is the Black Pearl, signing off from the classroom. Studio classroom, that is, worldwide.